Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 6th. Kids in the Delta County School District learned to grow their own vegetables this year, thanks to a new program. KVNF's Carmen Rodriguez interviewed organizer Angela Flores about the Farm to School initiative.
So we wrote a grant through the Colorado Health Foundation, and as part of that grant, we were asked to address nutrition needs in the district. So we partnered with Mountain Roots Food Project out of Gunnison, and we recruited 3 AmeriCorps members to come help us build our program. And so we started the Farm to School program in March of 2019. So in year one, we've worked with 8 different schools.
What is your curriculum like?
During the summer, what we did is we ran 4 different garden clubs. The kids came to each of 4 gardens once a week, and they got to learn lessons about soil, bugs, plants and crops, water. At the end of the summer, they got to do farmers market. So we took the produce that they had grown, and they got to learn how to kind of set up a little business and sell their produce at the markets.
What are you going to be doing over the winter?
So we are currently working on sort of 2 phases of our next steps. One of those is to look at curriculum and how can we get the curriculum into the hands of teachers. Our goal in year 2 is to create a K-5 curriculum where there's once a month tastings for each class. So the kids will get to taste different fruits and vegetables, make different recipes, and learn about nutrition. And then once a month, they'll also get to learn about soil and bugs and pollinators and water and growing and sustainability. So that's the first phase. The second phase is we're making long-term plans for sustainability. So how do we keep our program running?
What do you hope the kids get out of the gardens?
So our main goal is really just to inspire healthy lifestyles. So we want them to love to try new things, to taste new fruits and vegetables, but to also know where do those fruits and veggies come from? How do you grow them? And how can we sustain that kind of growth in our own backyards?
For KVNF, this is Carmen Rodriguez.
Healthcare is shaping up as a big issue in the 2020 presidential election. It will also be a hot topic in Colorado as lawmakers work to create a new form of health insurance. Supporters of the so-called public option say it will offer cheaper premiums on the individual market. KVNF's Scott Franz spoke with Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts about his proposal to drive down costs.
Talk to me about why you're sponsoring this bill.
My district demands action on healthcare costs. Ever since I got here 2 years ago, the number one issue I've heard from my constituents is the rising cost of healthcare, and specifically how much it costs per month to be insured. We have a lot of people in my district, in Eagle County and Rout County, that are self-employed, unemployed, own their own businesses, who buy on the individual market, probably a higher percentage than the rest of the state. And they're the ones that are being hit disproportionately by these price increases. One, because the prices are so much higher in those parts of the state, and because there's only one choice for them to even make.
Can you describe what the public health option is and what it would do?
This is simply just a choice for consumers who are on the individual market and want to have another option. Nobody is going to be forced on this plan. Nobody's going to lose their employer-based coverage by this plan being instituted. This is an option for those on the individual market who will now see a new product. And in 22 counties in Colorado, that's going to be a big deal because in 22 counties, there is only one option on the individual market right now. So even going to 2 options is going to be a huge shift for folks and give them the choice that I think they deserve, just like the people who live in the urban areas of our state.
I've seen some early projections, but what in your mind is this going to mean for people?
We're going to see savings on this public insurance option between 9 and 18% of what is currently offered for monthly premiums. And then the plan also calls for savings by cracking down on the pharmaceutical rebate pricing scheme and passing those rebates all the way down to consumers. And we're going to see savings if we are able to get a federal waiver under this plan as well of up to $88 million per year that can be passed along to the entire insurance market, not just those who are on the public option.
Could you also just talk about how a public option leads to lower costs for people.
Right now, there is a profit motive in the healthcare industry. And we're not removing the profit motive from the healthcare industry in this public option, but we're starting to rein in some of the profit motives behind healthcare. We have an incredibly bloated hospital system in Colorado. It's the second highest hospital profits in the whole country out of 50 states. We have insurance companies that are not spending a large enough percentage of the money that they take in on actually serving care to their customers. So this plan puts some limits on how much hospitals can charge under the plan. It raises the amount of money per dollar that insurance companies have to spend on your actual care. It requires that pharmaceutical companies and the drug middlemen actually pass rebates down through all the way to the customers. And it takes a look at our healthcare system as a whole in Colorado and says that we need to rein in some of the profit motives and give people more choice by bringing more insurance companies into different regions of the state.
You just mentioned hospitals. When this proposal came out, there were some concerns raised by Colorado's Hospital Association. I think some of the points they made were concerns about the state setting reimbursement rates and also a fear that perhaps this might destabilize the insurance market somehow. How do you respond to the concerns?
We're not trying to put any hospitals out of business, and we are certainly going to do whatever we can legislatively to make this as equitable as possible. So we're not going to do anything that would hurt rural hospitals or critical access hospitals or independent hospitals. And we're going to make the reimbursement formula fair in that the hospitals who already are seeing immense profits are going to have to play in this plan as well. But the hospitals who are operating on a razor's edge are going to be recognized for their work and not be punished in any way under this plan.
What do you see as the greatest risk of a public option?
Since we are leading the nation in this way, we don't have examples to work off of. You know, several states have either instituted some form of a public option or have done some of the hospital or insurance reforms that we're trying to do. And they've been largely successful and haven't had some of the disproportionate impact that critics of this plan would say that they have. But we are leading the nation, and so we don't have the examples to take a look at to make sure that there aren't unintended consequences. But I think we've put forward a really reasonable proposal, and the governor's team has put forward a reasonable proposal that limits the unintended consequences and, on the whole, does a really great job at lowering prices and getting more people covered.
That was Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts talking about his plan to sponsor legislation next year that would create a public health care option for Colorado residents. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.